This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to chat to you as well. Five students sue the state and school for years of anti-Semitism. This is an ongoing trial. Tell us about this.
It is an ongoing trial. We mentioned it last week, and the trial is going on for 4 weeks in the federal court, which is the highest, one of the highest courts in the land. So five former students at a public school, high school in Melbourne, have alleged to the court that anti-Semitic bullying, swastika graffiti, knife at their throats, violent threats were part of their daily lives at the school for years. When I say years, I'm talking from 2013 to 2020. That's over a sustained period. Obviously, this is their version of, and the trial still has to play out. And they allege that the school and the Victorian government, Victoria is the state where Melbourne is located, they say that the school and the state tolerated this anti-Semitic culture, deprived them of their rights to be educated safely. And the most interesting latest development, that a non-Jewish former student testified in court and said that he witnessed one of his classmates, Joel Kaplan, one of the five litigants, being subjected to persistent bullying, to regularly confronted by at lunchtimes, at recesses, in class, cornering him, threatening with physical abuse, throwing coins at him, throwing ash at him, cries of Jews, etc., Holocaust jokes about burning Jews, I mean, you name it. And he says that nothing happened. Now, it's important, obviously, to say as well that the barrister for the school and the state is rejecting these claims. And it says that he, the barrister, will show evidence that the complainant's allegations were dealt with. This particular non-Jewish former student is giving evidence, says that he saw no intervention on the part of staff, and he's challenging it. And so it's a major court case, as I say, in the Federal Court of Australia, and years later, these five students taking it as seriously as one can.
What's interesting is that so much of it, I would imagine, if the students are being truthful, does rest on their testimony, not the schools. Because if they didn't feel it was being dealt with and they didn't feel safe and protected whilst they were at school and they did continue to feel victimized and alone, that really is a very important part. Legally or even just morally, I would imagine the school is quite culpable.
Well, it's in my former role as CEO of the Board of Deputies here in Sydney, I dealt with countless incidents of in school system, in various schools, in private schools, public schools, and exactly what you say was always invariably the case, that students felt isolated and unsupported, and it's obviously a screaming no-brainer that a school should be a safe space when a parent drops their child at a school. It's in the confidence, and I put that word advisedly, that your child will be safe and come home safely and mentally safely. So it's pretty concerning, and what's even more concerning, I dare say, is that this is not a unique case, and it happens, and it comes down to leadership, as we've discussed so many times in different contexts. If a school, and obviously I'm not saying here guilty until proven innocent until proven guilty, but if schools don't demonstrate leadership, well then this sort of shocking behavior just runs rampant.
Absolutely. Another university's SRC has passed anti-Israel motion. Tell us about this.
Now, again, we've this is an ongoing saga, sadly. So we spoke a couple of weeks ago that Melbourne University SRC passed an anti-Israel resolution. Now, the development there was that that motion has been rescinded under threat of legal action. But while that one is being rescinded, Sydney University's SRC has passed its own motion, which it colourfully calls "From the River to the Sea." You know, so go figure what that means, in no Israel.
You're right.
And then throwing everything else into it. About the BDS and Israel's settler colonial apartheid states, accusing it of massacres, ethnic cleansing, and so on and so on. And so it's like Wi-Fi. So here's a number of campuses where SRCs are just one picking up on the other. And an irony of this is that the Sydney University SRC supported the Melbourne one, seemingly unaware that the Melbourne one has now been rescinded. So, which was a bit of a bizarre development.
Absolutely. And a fourth state to ban a Nazi swastika.
So I guess, so that's the good news in this, in this not too cheerful report.
Absolutely.
So we reported last week three states, New South Wales, Sydney is Victoria, Melbourne is Queensland, and now this week, Tasmania. Tasmania is one of the states of Australia. It's a small island of the southern tip of Australia. In the days when I was on the Board of Deputies, I used to, when talking about conveying the size of Israel, I used to say Israel is one-third the size of Tasmania. That gives you a sense of Tasmania. Tasmania is three times the size of Israel. So it's a small, tiny island, but yet it has just announced, the Tasmanian state government, that it too will ban public demonstration of the Nazi swastika, and obviously with exceptions for academic purposes, artistic purposes, where there's genuine display of Holocaust memorabilia, etc. So that's good news, and that's encouraging. And the fourth state to make that announcement.
Right, which is at least a little bit of positive in all of this. Finally, the Australia's Attorney General and the Shadow Attorney General are both Jewish. That's incredible.
It is incredible. And we mentioned last week, so there's a new government which came in after the election 3 weeks ago, and the new Attorney General is Mark Dreyfus, proudly identifying member of the community. And Mark was actually Attorney General 10 years ago when there was the last Labor government. And now, just days ago, the opposition, which is the Liberal Party opposition, has announced its shadow ministry. And the shadow Attorney General, a man named Julian Lisa, who's a good friend who has been very involved in leadership roles in the Jewish community, in the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, Board of Deputies, etc. And Julian, former lawyer, has just been appointed shadow Attorney General. And so you have the Attorney General, a member of the community, shadow Attorney General, member of the community. So it is incredible, obviously, first time ever. And the other thing about Julian is that he has been very involved in advocating for constitutional recognition of Aboriginal rights. And that's an ongoing social issue here. And Julian's been very involved in that. He describes himself as conservative, but he's a very bright man and a great guy. And so, yes, first time ever. Jewish,
absolutely incredible,
and the Shadow AG.
Absolutely amazing, Vic Aladev. Thank you. As always, we bring you the Australia Report every Tuesday morning at this time, and that is with Vic Aladev talking to us from Sydney. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.